Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is chilly this morning, and it's going to be all week, really. Not getting out of the 60s, a little rain as well, and really windy and cold tomorrow, so be aware of that. Barry Irwin joins us now, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going?
I'm all right, sir. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving weekend?
It was great. How about you?
I did, yeah. Everything was real good. Glad to get back to work. Tell me about state report cards for Louisiana public schools. What do they show?
Yeah, basically that came out the other day, and, you know, I think it's more of the kind of incremental improvement we've been seeing really over the course of the whole year. Basically, these are letter grades for the schools and districts, and the letter grade for our schools overall stayed the same. It's a B, but the raw number, the kind of score, the numerical score actually went up a couple of points, almost 2 points, and so, you know, that's a positive thing. So, as long as we're moving in the right direction, I mean, still got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. It's encouraging to see that we're still, you know, seeing improvement across our schools.
It's a lot of numbers and letters you just gave me. How do you go about determining all of that?
Well, you know, we have a school accountability system that we've talked about before, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's in the news periodically. And we use that to do a variety of things. The LEAP tests are a part of that, and we see how our kids are doing on the tests themselves. And then through the accountability system, there's a formula where we take the tests and other factors, attendance, and then different things in high schools, and come up with a letter grade, again, for the districts themselves, for individual schools across the state, and then kind of a letter grade for, you know, all of our schools together for the statewide score. So it's part of our accountability system that really tries to measure student performance in the classroom.
So you got letter grades for what?
For the school districts, for the schools themselves, and, you know, for the state as a whole. So our state score is a B. That's kind of where it's been for the last few years. Mm-hmm. Hope to get better on that. But the score part is moving up. So the raw score is actually improving.
So B as it relates to the parameters that are set by those, not necessarily compared to other states, right? It's not an index?
No, this is really comparing us to ourselves of how we're doing over time. So if the whole idea was to try and give parents and, you know, citizens an idea like how our schools are performing, and we used to do it with stars, and that didn't work very well. So several years ago, we converted to letter grades because people are, you know, pretty familiar with an A, a B, a C, a D, and all that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's part of the system where we use the scores themselves to kind of assign a letter grade. And, you know, overall, we've got about, you know, a little more than half of our schools, slightly more, are an A or a B, which is really, you know, a pretty good sign. Again, you know, it's kind of relative. We're not where we need to be. We've still got a long way to go. But the idea is it gives us a measure, and we can see if we're making progress or if we're stagnating or going the wrong direction.
I'm a little bit confused. This is exactly, Barry, what it is that we're proving here. We set the bar. Who set the bar?
It's set by BSEE. We've had this in place really since the early 2000s and that type of thing. We've changed it from time to time. Actually, what we've done is kind of increased the rigor as we've gone along over the last 20-plus years, 25 years or so, to try and increase it. But it's really to try and give parents and all of us, really, an idea of how well our schools are performing. Largely, it's a function of the LEAP scores, particularly for kids in elementary school and middle school. When you get to high school, there's some other factors that are, you know, brought into it, like the ACT, graduation rates, and that type of thing. But it's just kind of a measure that we have developed over the years to try and give us just a snapshot. Not perfect, but a snapshot of kind of where our schools stand.
So are there areas that are doing better than others?
I think, if you look at it, you know, across the board, I mean, I think we saw some basic improvement across the entire state. I think one thing that stood out that we pointed out in New Orleans, and this to me is really a pretty amazing thing if you look back, the school district in New Orleans, that'd be all the charter schools that are all in Orleans Parish, actually moved from a parish-wide grade of C up to a B. That's a pretty remarkable achievement. You know, we just celebrated, or that's probably not the right word, but commemorated the 20th anniversary of Katrina, back in August, early September, all of that, which made all of us, I think, go back and remember how things were in 2005 before Katrina hit. And the schools, as you'll probably recall, were arguably in New Orleans, you know, the lowest performing school district probably in the country, or at least arguably you could say that. And the fact that over that 20-year period, the district has moved from really an FFF to a B grade is a pretty remarkable thing. So, I mean, I think that's a very positive thing that comes out of this. Again, still a long way to go, but I think if you're measuring progress, that's what we want to see.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, people are texting in, did we make the quote test easier? Not that there's a test per se, but I guess did we lower the bar to improve the grade? Or when you mentioned rigor, what type of rigor did we add? How more rigorous did it get? And how accurate of an evaluation is this? We're talking to Barry Irwin, who is the Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. And I would ask you, if you're listening and you have a child in school, 504-260-1870, what grade would you give the school? 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, 8:57, 3 till 10, Tommy Tucker, no, 3 till 9. Yeah, we don't want to go that quickly, do we, Barry? It'll be Christmas before we know. We keep going like that. Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. We're talking about changes when it comes to school grades. Let me read from this press release. It says, there's a disconnect since the actual students didn't change just their schools. When you're talking about it, it was 44% of elementary and middle schools earned an A or B score compared with 70% of high schools. New system, which Better Louisiana supported at BSEE, is simpler than the old one, more rigorous in some ways, more straightforward in what it seeks to measure. Explain what that means, will you?
Yeah, basically, we kind of treat our high schools differently than our middle and elementary schools, and that's because we're doing more and kind of have different expectations in high school. So what's mm-hmm. happened is we kind of measure those elementary and middle schools in one way, and then in high school we use other things that are factored in. The problem is that over a period of time with the high schools, as we make adjustments and we're trying to incent schools to do different kind of things to help, you know, with dual enrollment, to help them get ready for college or career, trying to incent a lot of different things, we created probably some loopholes in the high school piece, some double counting, some things that actually inflated the high school grades a little bit more than the middle school grades. So if you looked at the middle schools, as you kind of just mentioned there, you saw that, you know, about 44% earned about an A or a B score, whereas 70% of the high schools did. Now, these are the same kids we're talking about. They're just going from eighth grade to ninth grade, but the scores go up as we do that. So what we're doing now, you mentioned changing and adding rigor, is in high school, we're changing the system to try and kind of get rid of those loopholes, to try and measure things more transparently and more accurately. And what's going to happen, honestly, is next year, we're under this new system now, but next year when the grades come out, we're probably going to see the high school grades go down because we're adding rigor, we're taking away some loopholes, we're making it more, I think, an accurate measurement of what we're seeing in high school. So that's one of the things that's going on. And I have to say, too, you know, we've been doing this for 25 years. It doesn't stay static. We keep making changes, and that's kind of what we're seeing as we go forward.
Hope you come back, Barry, because there's a lot to talk about here. Obviously, a school is you know, brick and mortar and steel and glass. There's a lot more to it than that, and that's what you're not judging the building. You're judging the students and the teachers. So thank you for your time, Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer, Leaders for a Better Louisiana. We're going to come back, talk to Mr. Manners. Get you ready for your etiquette that you need for the holiday season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.